Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
The 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, is finally here.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit.
They're looking to get a guy that they believe can change the game.
With NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/draft. For more information, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the NFL.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Welcome to Brain Stuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brain Stuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. You may have heard about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees, but what about the snakes? How do snakes mate? Some species, including a few very big ones, can actually procreate without having sex. That's called parthenogenesis, and it's one of the many reproductive oddities we'll be exploring today. To answer this question, we've got to make like a black mamba, one of the fastest living snakes, by the way, and cover a lot of ground. Welcome to the wild, weird world of dual penises, delayed fertilization, mama python incubators, and springtime mating balls. Okay, let's start with getting together. When snakes flick their tongues, they're picking up airborne chemical signatures, like the pheromone trails made by singles in their area. Male garter snakes, house snakes, and racers have all been observed trailing mature female snakes with this technique. The strategy doesn't always work. Sea snakes, for example, can easily lose track of a would-be partner underwater. And besides, pheromone trails naturally degrade with the passage of time. But when partners do meet, the courtship rituals can take on many forms. A 2014 paper about this subject describes chin rubbing, tail quivering, and coital neck biting. In numerous species, male snakes compete and wrestle with each other for access to female snakes. For North American rat snakes, this can take on the form of each combatant rearing up and then trying to pin his rival's head to the ground. No snake has longer fangs than the Gaboon viper, whose venom-dispensing teeth can grow over 2 inches or 5 centimeters in length. Come breeding season, the male snakes not only wrestle, but aggressively strike at one another. However, the snakes do this with closed mouths, keeping those infamous fangs at bay. When it comes to actual intercourse, two's a couple, but three or more isn't an unexpected crowd. Species like garter snakes, copperheads, and anacondas all form the occasional mating ball or breeding ball. These are writhing heaps created when several males all swarm over a single female in an attempt to mate. More than a dozen participants may be involved. The reproductive organs of both sexes are housed in the cloaca, which is a multi-purpose orifice located on the underside of a snake's tail. This serves as the excretory opening for the digestive system and for urine, as well as the opening to the reproductive organs. Incidentally, male snakes and lizards have two penises apiece. These reptiles are endowed with a paired sex organ called the hemipenes. There's a right hemipenis and a left hemipenis, each connected to one of the testicles. Only one penis is used during any given instance of intercourse, but that doesn't mean its counterpart never sees any action. The second could very well come into play if the male finds himself a second mate shortly afterward. The hemipenes are often covered in little spikes or hooks. These may enable the males to prolong sexual intercourse or to do a better job of hanging on to their partners doing it, not always an easy feat for legless animals. Also, to improve his chances of siring offspring, a male red-sided garter snake, for example, will clog his partner's cloaca by secreting a thick gelatinous plug. A temporary barrier, the plug keeps his sperm from spilling out, and it blocks rival males from leaving their sperm behind. Meanwhile, female snakes can, using pockets of folded tissue, keep sperm isolated, but still viable, inside their bodies for very long periods of time, proactively choosing when to let them fertilize her eggs. In 2005, a Western diamondback rattlesnake, who had been living alone in captivity, rendered herself pregnant and gave birth to a litter of offspring. To accomplish this, the mother reptile used sperm she'd held onto for about 6 years. Sometimes male snakes aren't needed for reproduction at all. This has been observed in the green anaconda, which is the world's heaviest snake, weighing upward of 440 pounds, that's 200 kilos. Genetic testing reveals that female green anaconda can practice parthenogenesis, impregnating themselves with no male contact whatsoever. And Burmese pythons, those extra-large snakes that have become notorious in recent years for successfully invading the Florida Everglades, might be able to pull off the same feat. Here's a key difference between pythons and anacondas, though. The former lay eggs, while the latter give birth to live young. Other live-bearing serpents include rattlesnakes and garter snakes. Upon laying a fresh batch of eggs, a mother python will wrap her body around it. That loving squeeze keeps the clutch from losing too much water and promotes healthy yolk development. Very frequently, the devoted parent remains coiled until the eggs hatch. And king cobra mothers painstakingly build nests for their eggs out of sticks and bamboo leaves, a unique behavior among snakes. The finished nests can be as big as 4 feet, over 1 meter in diameter. Egg sitting is one thing, but it's pretty rare for snakes to take care of their actual babies. Female pit vipers thus deserve special recognition. Multiple species of these venomous reptiles are now known to watch over their newborn progeny for several days after the little snakes first come into the world. Today's episode is based on the article "Ever Wondered How Snakes Mate?" on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Mark Mancini. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.